As far as I'm concerned, there are so many cast iron, copper-bottomed reasons for legalising drugs, or at the very least decriminalising them. It's difficult to know where to start. As we've discussed, you take the supply of this substance, these substances, out of the hands of criminals. That, for me, is reason enough to consider very, very strongly doing something similar to what's happened in Portugal, where all of the numbers are going in the right direction. They're all going in the direction that we'd want them to go in terms of drug use and drug harm. Secondly, we'll be able to control the strength of these substances. We will be able to determine how strong something should be. There's a reason that 70% proof rum isn't sold anymore. It was dangerous, and we were able to ensure that 70% proof rum isn't legally sold. Why? Because we have not made the consumption of alcohol illegal. It is regulated. It's taxed as well. That's another conversation that we can get into. And this idea that because you decriminalise something, you're going to automatically increase the number of people who want to try it. Well, firstly, that's not borne out by the numbers in Portugal. But even if you think that's absolutely likely, that by decriminalising something, you make someone more likely to try it, how stupid would you have to be to take heroin simply because it's now been decriminalised, simply because the consequence of you possessing it might not be that you go to jail any longer? I think you'd probably have to be stupid enough to be the kind of person that chooses to take it despite the fact it's already illegal.